Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome, everybody, to Hour 2 of the Rod Peterson Show, Episode 175 of Canada's only live morning sports talk show. And I know it's afternoon out there in Eastern Canada. It is our CFL Free Agent Frenzy Spectacular. And you know what? It has been spectacular. Actually, when I woke up this morning, saw the news breaking, and I don't know if it was Farhan Lalji or Justin Dunk who broke the story that the Rough Riders had signed James Franklin. Who was it, Darren? Do you know?
That was, I thought it was Farhan.
Was it? Okay, thought it was Farhan.
I gotta go back and look at the times.
But. Then he went on to say Solomon Elamimian signing with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. This morning, this was all Tuesday morning, Farhan was with us in Hour 1 to talk about what the Rough Riders have done in free agency, but it is a CFL-wide show, as everybody knows. And yesterday, our friend the sports doctor in Winnipeg said, let's not have too much green this week in this show. So we're doing what we can. But it has been good for the green and white in free agency. Now, as we lift the lid on Hour 2, and I tell you that we will have Henry Burris and Eddie Steele with us here in the bunker, well, via video chat, we got Nick Lewis and Darren DuPont with us. Here are some of the signings today as free agency officially opened 45 minutes ago. Wide receiver Juwan Breskison has signed with the Toronto Argonauts. He'd been with Calgary. Running back Don Jackson, signing with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. He'd been with Calgary. Linebacker Thomas Miles has re-signed with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Running back Brandon Burks has signed with the Edmonton Eskimos. D-lineman Connor Magoo signed with the Calgary Stampeders. DB Richard Leonard has signed with the Calgary Stampeders today. Defensive back Courtney Stephen has re-signed with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. I wrote a few more down. D. Lyman Cleon Lang signed with Ottawa. Linebacker Don Unamba has signed with the Ottawa Red Blacks, and they're telling us they are already nicknamed Don the PM in Ottawa. Wasn't his nickname the president?
Yeah, because he's been in Ottawa now, the PM.
Now it's the PM.
All right.
The Calgary Stampeders have signed punter Ronnie Pfeffer. And I've already read the rest of those. So, guys, I'll start with you, Nick Lewis. It's been a pretty wild day one of free agency in the CFL.
It has. It's good. It's good that you see the movement. The Stamps are doing well compared to not being very active before. They're very well prepared, as Huff as always. And, yeah, they look like the guys that they wanted to target they're getting because – I could see the list of guys that they're the names that they're bringing in, and you could tell they're specifically targeted.
How do you feel about Don Jackson leaving and Juwan Breskison? Obviously, they're going for paydays, I would think.
Well, Don is interesting because when you look at Hamilton, I really love Thomas Erlington. Being able to catch the ball in the backfield, be able to run, and looking forward to seeing him come back from injury. And then you add Don Jackson to the mix. I don't know what Terrell Sutton's going to do, if he's going to be back, because he started the playoff game there last year. So I don't know if he's going to be back or if he's going somewhere else. But, yeah, that's an interesting mix of running backs that they're going to have out there because they have the other rookie running back from Ohio that was a rookie last year, the big kid. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. My bad. But, yeah, he's in the mix there as well. Juwan to – Toronto, that's a Dinwiddie thing, right? And you're looking at upgrading that Canadian spot for receiver. They have Noel right now, but I think that's about it. After that, they let go of Jimmy Ralph, so he's going to be big for them in that receiving core.
Clark telling me in my ear that the Argos have signed Nate Ajay as well, Canadian receiver. So the Argos are doing some things. But here's something that go ahead, Darren, you had a point.
I was going to say, would that be the only hole left for Calgary then, would be a Canadian receiver?
No, they have like eight of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're doing okay, right?
Yeah, they have a bunch of Canadian receivers. Calgary is always stacked with Canadian receiver talent. I know I can't remember all the names off the top of my head, but I'm seeing the face of like at least five of them.
Well, and that's the thing. Murph told me, John Murphy, how Huff constructs a draft, how he constructs a roster. And I think Murph's taken a little bit of that with him when he left Calgary. It's machine-like.
Yep.
Like, there's nothing like it, eh, Nick? Like, with Calgary losing these guys, you know nobody in Calgary, whether it be with a football club or fans, are even close to panicking.
No,
not even close.
Not at all. I mean, Bresk was hurt at the end of the year last year, and they still kept moving. So one of the things is the Canadian receivers have gotten so much better. It has allowed Calgary to now play three American offensive linemen. So if you look at the dynamic, go more Canadian at receiver and then more American at O-line, they help protect Bo, and it helps their offense because their receivers have been able to – like Klukas. Klukas is one of the fastest guys in the league.
Yep.
Right? So you got a guy like that on the outside, then you can put another Canadian beside him, and you got Marquay as the receiver coach now, and I know that he's going to do big things. You have Kamar Jordan coming back from the major injury, and I know you lost Reggie Bagleton, but you got Michael Huff coming back. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to them to still be explosive offensively.
Wouldn't you can have Kamar Jordan on your practice roster for 2 to 3 years before even having to play him tells you how things are going in Calgary. Yeah. And as Clark has pointed out, those Canadian receivers in Calgary, you all know their name, and you all saw them on the field. Hergie Mayala. Didn't he have a three-touchdown game this
year? Yes, and he was a rookie last year, and I love Hergie. Like, watching him film last year from college and seeing what he's doing in Calgary, they're not hurting.
And he's not the only one. Richie Sindani.
Yep.
Sindani. Rams grad who sat in that very chair. He's just waiting for his opportunity. Colton Hunchak is another who got on the field late in the year and did great things.
Got good hands, been able to work the middle. So they're good. And there's another receiver I'm trying to think of that he was drafted, I think, 2 years ago. Julian Lynch, I believe.
Julian Lynch, yeah, former Husky. Is he still in Calgary?
He's still in Calgary. So there you go. I mean, they have a bunch of Canadian receivers over there that losing one or two is not going to hurt them.
It's an embarrassment of riches. Jack Fulton watching from Calgary, he says, already more free agency action from Calgary than we've seen since Huff came in 2008. And Jack would know because he's been around the team since. But why is that? Why has there been more free agency action around the Stamps?
I think they just looked around the talent and just thought that they were lacking last year. Through injury and some other things. And you see some guys like, okay, well, let's try to be a little bit more active in free agency to try to bring in a little bit more guys because they believe in being able to create depth. But now just bringing in that top-tier talent to solidify them to be champs again is the biggest thing for them, I believe.
Nelson writes in, he says, Argos signed former Rough Riders Canadian offensive lineman Philip Blake. So there's a guy off the board. I'm not sure if the Riders made an offer to him or not, if they wanted him back. But Philip Blake, gone. Jackson Seal writes in, he says, did Larry Dean sign with Ottawa? If he did, that would be the first that we've heard of it. I've seen no announcement of Larry Dean signing with Ottawa, but we should backtrack a little bit here. There was people in Saskatchewan that wanted to see Larry Dean sign in green and white. However, with Solomon Elamimian back and Cam Judge back and Otha Foster, I don't think Larry Dean becomes a priority here. But, Nick, he's still a tremendous football player.
I mean, he's
trying to get a deal somewhere.
Oh, he'll get a deal somewhere. It's just now on money. And that's another thing. If you don't sign early, that money's going somewhere. So you got to be able to take the contracts as they come and try to have a game plan on where you want to go. Ottawa's making a lot of moves today. So you can see that money dwindling down. So it's best to go ahead and take the offer now so that you can lock it in.
Of my Elite Eight show topics, which I should mention, we mentioned right off the top of the show, number one was the Riders signed James Franklin. Good or bad move? Number two, which quarterback goes? I think we've all determined that it's Brian Bennett on his way out of town. Number three, will chemistry be an issue here in 2020 with any changes with the Rough Riders? Nick doesn't believe that they will be. Number four, where does Naaman Roosevelt land? We've heard he's been talking with the Stampeders, Bombers, and Eskimos, but no announcements there yet. Point five, Marcus Thigpen has signed with the Argos a one-year deal. That came Monday. My question to you guys is how much gas does Thiggy have left in the tank? I would suggest a lot. This is a guy that plays the game like every play is his last, whether it's NFL or CFL. He's pedal to the metal. Now, that wears a guy out too, but it doesn't seem to have with Thiggy. Nick, I think he'll do great things in Toronto What do you think?
I do too. I thought he was underused in SAS. Like, they didn't use him a lot. He returned sometimes. He ran the ball sometimes. He ran routes sometimes. But it was never like he was the guy.
Right.
So to be in Toronto and have that chance to be a guy to have packages, I know Jarius is going to be able to create ways to use him throughout the offense. And then they're going to use him in the return game as well. So I'm really looking forward to see what he does out there. He's electrifying, and I love watching him play.
Well, you can be used in multiple situations. You got to get guys like that to football, right? And you got to get them in situations to have success. So that's exciting.
I'm with Nick. Like, I remember 2013, and we are getting to be a little long in the tooth here. To me, it seems like yesterday. In reality, it's not. But I remember the way they were using Tristan Jackson. I'm like, this guy, they're going to play him till his tongue like falls out of his head. But he never got tired, and he kept producing. Now, he was on the corner and returning kicks. You can do the same thing with Figgy. Out of the offensive backfield and returning kicks?
Oh, of course. He's not going to be your primary running back. So, no. Therefore, you can create packages for jet sweeps. Use him like Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. Like the Kansas City Chiefs use Tyreek Hill. Use him for certain packages and certain things and let him do what he does best and say, look, 15 to 20 plays a game, we're going to need you on the field. And then handle all the return duties and stuff.
Yep, Figgy just doesn't seem to get old, and we wish him well in Toronto. There's still some big names out there that we have not seen any announcements yet. Clark is just surfing Twitter like crazy in there. We have not seen DeVaris Daniels sign anywhere. We have not seen Darrell Walker sign anywhere. We have not seen Larry Dean sign anywhere. And that may not even come today. Usually it does. And we call them priority one free agents. I think we're actually into priority two or phase two free agents because the priority ones all signed last week. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's almost like we're into the second phase now.
I could see DeVaris in Toronto. Back with Dinwiddie.
Yeah.
Another Dinwiddie guy that he's been with. He knows what to expect out of him. And just speaking back on Naaman in Calgary, the position that Calgary uses their number three inside receiver for went from me to Mark Quay, who are intelligent guys, to Kamar, who was still trying to learn it and then got hurt being in a box. So getting Naaman allows them to get another intelligent guy to play that position, move Kamar back to the boundary where he can be explosive, and I think that would be a huge pickup for the Stamps because Dave loves that intelligent guy that can make catches, and they trust him in blocking and trust him around the box and then just go out and make plays in the passing game.
You hear Calgary's name a lot with Naaman. You heard Edmonton linked to Naaman a little bit, but Darrell Walker is the one that's interesting for me, where he'll end up.
BC.
Yeah, you wonder if he can be reunited with Mike Riley and if they can have success again. I like that fit for Darrell.
After talking to him last year, I said, you know what? Money doesn't always help, but a quarterback will. And that's the biggest thing is for a receiver. You don't want to just go and just take the biggest money because look what happened last year. You go to Toronto and then you struggle to put up the numbers. And yeah, I believe he'll go back with Mike because he knows that's where he will be able to be the most efficient.
I appreciate the help from our viewers today, along with Clark. Jason Bicek, I hope I'm saying that right, in Red Deer, says the BC Lions signed rising pass rusher Chris Kasher to a one-year contract for 2020. Kasher's the one that got caught twisting Cody Fajardo's ankle in a pile. So I kind of like Kasher. Good player. You can't teach that. Nastiness. He's going to the BC Lions. Gregory Lee says there have been no reports on Daron Carter yet, and as much as I love Daron, I would not have him scheduled as a priority one free agent, maybe not even a priority two free agent, i.e. I'm not expecting Daron to sign today. He might, but he's one of those guys that teams, I feel, will sort out their whole salary structure and roster and then see where a guy like Daron fits in.
Yeah, I talked to him. He's not in any hurry to sign anywhere. He's got a lot of things. Daron's a very educated guy, and he's also a very talented guy. So he has other things that he does, and this is just a part of one of the things that he does. So today is not a big day. If you call Daron right now, he probably wouldn't even know it's just opening the free agency.
Yeah.
But people would take that to mean that he's stupid, and he's not. He's like you said, educated. He's educated, but he's highly intelligent.
Yes.
But he's got 87 other things going on. That's why he's probably not even paying attention to free agency today.
No. Yeah, I don't think it's a surprise if he's not on a training camp roster, right? I mean, he might not even go to camp.
I would expect he would be at camp.
But it's not that urgent for him, I don't think, right?
He still doesn't know if he wants to play receiver or DB.
Yeah, like we've heard that. Right. So, I mean, there's no urgency to hear, like, waiting for Duron to sign.
But I understand it because he's never going to get the opportunity to be the receiver that he wants to be. He's never been put in a place to be the receiver he wants to be. And through all of that, he's like, well, let me go play DB. At least I can create my success. It's hard to be a receiver and not get the ball or to go through things. And you understand you clear out a lot because when you play that number one position to the boundary, the number two position to the boundary is the key spot. That's where people get the ball the most. So you're beside that, and you know that you're doing everything you can to get him the ball more, and you just want your share. And so it's a thin line. And then plus everybody brings up his dad, and that – I even hate that, but, you know.
And I don't think he's over that either.
Yeah, so he's being not. Able to move to the defense side of the ball takes that whole
All
element
of it,
out
yeah.
of it. And then he can just go play football and have fun.
We thank those that have written in. Tom Pura and Jason says, Darius Bladik has signed a one-year deal with the Toronto Argonauts. The Polish prince is Toronto bound. And
so he wanted to be a Rider.
Yeah, he wanted to. Yeah, exactly. I guess there's a reason he did that long Instagram live video at the end of the West Final last year, because he knew it was his last time ever there as a Rough Rider. But Darius Bladik to the Argos. When we come back, we're going to be hearing from Henry Burris and Eddie Steele. We'll talk about the Calgary Stampeders' number two quarterback spot, because there is an opening there. Fatty Arbuckle now with the Ottawa Redblacks. Clark has reminded me to ask you folks to please help us snap up the best free agent sports fans on Facebook, and you can do that by clicking share at the bottom of the window now. This is already our most viewed episode ever. Our tech producers in there, Ryan, told us that. Let's see how high we can go by clicking share at the bottom of the screen. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Our new inventory has just arrived, and we already want it gone. Costco special member pricing is back. That means massive discounts for Costco members. Plus, members get a $500 Costco cash card with purchase of select new vehicles. Happening for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest GM dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio. Music to build a better day.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Hey, welcome back to the program, everybody. Just ahead of Eddie Steele joining us on video chat on our CFL Free Agency Frenzy Show. Sports update for Wendell Clark's and Seat Giant. Edmonton Oilers superstar Connor McDavid will miss 2 to 3 weeks of action with a quadricep injury. The 23-year-old was injured in the team's win over Nashville on Saturday. GM Ken Holland updated the media this morning. The Oilers host the Chicago Blackhawks tonight. The Maple Leafs are home to the Arizona Coyotes in NHL play. Jack Campbell will get the starting goal for the Leafs as All-Star Frederik Andersen continues to recover from a neck injury. The Coyotes won in Montreal last night. Winnipeg Jets are home tonight to the New York Rangers. The Jets have won 3 in a row and enter tonight's contest holding the second Western Conference wildcard spot. Also tonight, Ottawa is at Colorado. Dylan Wynn is staying put. The veteran D lineman signed a contract extension with the Hamilton Tiger Cats less than an hour before he was scheduled to become a free agent today. The 6'2", 283-pounder had a career-best 11 sacks with Hamilton last year. Stampeders have signed Canadian kicker-punter Ronnie Pfeffer. He fills the hole created by the retirement of Rob Maver. Other signings today in the CFL, Cleon Lang to Ottawa, Don Unamba to Ottawa, Darius Bladick to the Toronto Argonauts, Don Jackson to the Hamilton Tiger Cats, Juwan Breskison to the Toronto Argonauts, Richard Leonard to the Calgary Stampeders, and Shakir Ryan to the Edmonton Eskimos. It has been an absolute bonanza today on day one of CFL free agency. This sports update brought to you by Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon. A shout out to everybody up there today where it is Taco Tuesday, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive. We had Wendell Clark with us back in hour one. It was a fantastic chat. And for SeatGiant.ca, get a discount on concert tickets and event tickets at SeatGiant.ca. Use the promo code RPSHOW. And the Rough Riders have made it official, by the way. They have signed James Franklin to a one-year deal, and Farhan Lalji reporting that Solomon Elamimian is returning to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. We're going out on video chat now. Eddie Steele, Grey Cup champion, veteran D-tackle, joining us from the City of Champions. Good morning, Eddie. How are you?
I'm doing well, Rod. How you doing, man?
I'm good. It's the first free agency you sat out in a while, my man. How does it feel to be a witness rather than sitting there by your phone?
Yeah, it's a peaceful feeling, that's for sure. The nerves and the anxiety isn't nearly as where it would be as if I was looking for a contract.
Anything stick out to you so far? And I don't just mean today, but over the last week since this bidding season opened, any surprises at all?
No, I wouldn't say no major surprises, to be honest. It's pretty funny watching Willie do what he did over the weekend. I mean, not often do you see guys take teams for a roux. I think he really knew that he was going to be in Winnipeg this whole time, but why not go and get a free trip to Toronto and get a free courtside seat to a game? Nothing wrong with that.
Well, you know what, Eddie? Because you've lined up with these guys, just tell me, who's better? Willie Jefferson, Charleston Hughes, Micah Johnson. If you're signing one, money's not an object, who are you signing first?
Probably Willie. Yeah, I'd sign Willie first just because he can affect the game in a few different ways in terms of batting down balls. Yeah, he had a career best year last year in sacks. Yeah, you got to take age into account as well. Say all of them were the same age and whatnot and some similar production numbers, maybe I'd consider Charleston just because, you know, what he's done and how capable he is of getting to the quarterback. But Willie can impact a game on a lot of different levels. Now, with that being said, some guys play the run a little better than other guys, as a lot of people know. But, yeah, I would take Willie.
Last year, Eskimo Grey Cup ring there. I mean, I'll always think of you as a rider, but once an Eskimo, always an Eskimo. That's what they say in Edmonton. So what do you think about what they're doing here in free agency and have done over the past little while?
Yeah, I think they're doing okay. If you look, I'm always looking at the line play first and foremost. Their defensive line is pretty stacked by bringing back Mike Moore, and then they have Stephen Charles and Mondo, obviously. Jake Ceresna, I think a lot of people forget about him. He had quite an impactful year the last time he played in the CFL. Trevor Harris, he was locked in place, so that's a given. I think they need to sign a couple receiving weapons. That's kind of the talk out here. And then DBs, that's a big one. They made a couple linebacker signings today, this morning. Not any huge name guys, but that doesn't really matter. That's kind of the next guy up and the next guy to kind of go and make a name for himself. So it doesn't always have to be a marquee name player to be an impactful player.
You know, Eddie, I was in Edmonton just after Christmas. I should have looked you up, but the people that I visited with, and next time I will, it was a family vacation, but they're really geeked about Scott Milanovich there in Edmonton. What are you hearing from the Eskimo fans?
Yeah, to be honest, that's probably one of their bigger moves of the offseason is hiring a head coach and a head coach with pedigree. He's an offensive genius. Nothing but positivity comes when you bring up the name Scott Milanovich. From the player's point of view, I hear he's a great coach. I've played against him for many years. But then, you know, when I was with Chris Jones all those years, he always would refer to Scott and how great of a coach and how great of a coordinator he is and how much time they spent together. They were buddies. I think they roomed together when they were in Toronto and they lived together. So, yeah, no, I've heard nothing but really good things from Scott Milanovich, and it'll be interesting to see what he can bring to the table for the Eskimos.
Eddie, you played with James Franklin. What are the Riders getting in this guy?
They're first of all getting a quality individual. He's a really nice guy, a good, trustworthy teammate. He's had a tough go in Toronto. There's no denying it. I mean, a couple of years ago, he was looked upon as kind of being the next best thing in the CFL, and it really hasn't unfolded that way. Quality backup, but first and foremost, you're getting a good man. And I know how important that is to Rider Nation to have quality individuals, guys who will be in the community doing the right thing and can be role models to all those kids who look up to him. Football-wise, though, he had some good success under Moss, so it'll be interesting to see how he is. And keep in mind that success was in a backup-type capacity, so he wasn't getting a ton of reps. But nonetheless, he was still slinging the rock pretty good. And I think, obviously, him and Moss, they're quite familiar with each other, so I'm sure Moss had a big hand in bringing him there. Now, the rumblings that I'm hearing is because Harker was quite a capable backup, and he was looked upon quite highly in that organization based off what I've heard. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with Harker and Franklin now battling it out, because Harker's obviously a younger kid. I don't know who has more upside, but he looked pretty good in some of the time that he got in last year. So it'll be interesting.
You know what? I'm totally with you on that. We kicked that around in hour one. You put in so much time to identify these quarterbacks and develop them that you don't just cast them aside, or at least Jeremy O'Day won't. So I think it's Brian Bennett will be the odd man out. We did kick that around in hour one. They do think a lot of Isaac Harker, and we saw him against the Edmonton Eskimos there in the game 18, you know, a must-win game for Edmonton to get into the playoffs. And they couldn't do it. Or I guess to secure third in the West was what they were looking at.
Yeah.
Lastly, Eddie, the odds makers in Vegas have a Hamilton-Saskatchewan Grey Cup. The Ticats and Riders are the two top favorite teams for the Grey Cup to meet in Saskatchewan. What's your take on this season here as we sit here in mid-February?
Well, I think Hamilton will be strong coming out of the East with some of the pieces. They've got Dylan Wynn back. They've got Jagarrad Davis there. Those are two impactful players. Obviously, their quarterback situation is pretty locked up. So I think Hamilton will be a tough team to beat. Winnipeg will be good again, too, man. They've made a lot of good signings just in terms of keeping their guys in-house. They don't make any big splashes usually in free agency. I mean, yeah, Willie's a big splash, but he was there last year, so they just locked him up. And they've done a really good job of locking up different O-linemen and different pieces to the puzzle that made them so successful last year. So it'll be really tough to bet against Winnipeg. Obviously, a lot goes on Caleros' shoulders and having a full season ahead of him, not just a 4 or 5 game stretch. So that'll be interesting. Sask, it's tough to tell. There's a lot of pressure on them. Obviously, with the Grey Cup being at home, to a certain degree, I think last year they overachieved a little bit. They had a ton of good success, won some tight games. It'll be really interesting to see how they come together as a unit, because you're losing some pieces. Yeah, they got Shaq Evans back, and Jordan Williams-Lambert, but you lose a quality guy like Naaman, who I think the world of. He's a really good individual, really good player. We'll see what happens with Micah, where he goes. I'm assuming he's not going to be back. Solomon, that's a big addition, having him back. They got some of their DBs back, so that's good. So they're in a good place too, but it'll be really interesting to see how Fajardo does this year, being the man. Last year, he kind of took the league by storm. This year, guys and teams, coaches know what to expect, know how to scheme for him, and it'll be interesting to see if he can do that back twirl out of pressure as much as he did last year.
I guarantee he won't be able to, but it's going to be fun. I don't think he'll be able to, but it's going to be fun to watch. Eddie, I appreciate it, my man, and next time in Edmonton, I will look you up. But I'm glad you found peace. You look great, and let's keep in touch.
All right, Rod. Thanks for having me, man.
97 Eddie Steele joining us from Edmonton. He is our Edmonton correspondent. And did you not get the feeling that he could have just sat there and talked about this all day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like Eddie.
How can you not?
It's fun.
Yeah. It is fun. What do you think about what he said with Cody Fajardo? Like, I just expect the trajectory to continue. I really do. But you saw near the end of the year that spin, that Flutie-esque little spin that he did. D-lines were onto that. They were ready for it. Doesn't mean he's got doesn't have other tricks up his sleeve.
I think he's solid. Great guy. Great athlete. But I, like Eddie said, I think they kind of overachieved last year with him. And you can tell a lot when he hop steps a lot. And then I think he lacks a lot of the stronger arm strength to get the ball out and do some of those things. But he's created a way to kind of make up for that. So it'll be interesting to see how teams play him this year with a full offseason to prepare for them, and we'll see what happens. But, I mean, he's definitely got the talent to win, and he doesn't turn the ball over a lot, so that definitely helps.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's really exciting because we want to continue to just believe in the magic of Cody Fajardo and that he's going to continue to go up. But it's not unrealistic to think that he might have that kind of let down a little bit, right? I mean, teams are going to game plan for him. They're going to be ready for these things. So he's going to have to make plays. But if he comes out and has success early, you know that he's a special quarterback and that he's going to be here for a while. But don't be surprised, though, if there is a little bit of a bump to start the season. He'll adjust again if that's the case. But no, he's been so much fun to watch. And I'm sure he's putting in just as much work in the offseason to make sure that, you know, he's ready for what the defenses are going to bring at him.
The good thing is the offense is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
All the terminology is still the same, from McAdoo to Moss. It's all same terminology. So he won't have to get used to the terminology and things like that. But we'll see what happens. And, you know, I wish him the best because he is such a great guy. But is his first 4 years, 3 or 4 years, Cody Fajardo, or is last year Cody Fajardo? That's what you have to wade through, and it's probably somewhere in the middle.
I'm so glad that Eddie brought that up. I haven't even allowed myself to think about that. Mm-hmm. But as my bracelet says, one day at a time. So obviously I've been thinking about free agency and what we're going to do on the show today, not thinking ahead about how Cody's going to do. That's what a GM does. You know Jeremy O'Day's thinking that. But clearly Jeremy saw enough from Cody Fajardo to award him a $450,000 two-year extension last fall. I don't expect him to plateau. I actually expect him to get better. But that's not to say I'm not wrong. I could be totally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he had a four-year extension. Turns out it's a two-year extension.
I told you, I look at Cody like I look at Dak. If you put the pieces around him, he can be effective. And I think they have great pieces with Powell and those young receivers that can make plays after the catch that doesn't make him have to make that many throws a game where he's got to be great.
They've got outstanding pieces around him.
Yep. And the contract reflects that too. 2 years, right? Not four, right? So you're not completely committing. $450,000, which says, hey, we really like this guy. He's got a lot of promise, and he's the next one. But it's not $550,000 or $600,000 or $700,000, so we know he's not. We're not saying he's Mike Riley or Bo Levi Mitchell yet. So a lot of things say that, yeah, he's still somewhere in between where he was last year with that potential, showing that he's going to be an elite quarterback, but he's not quite elite yet, but we're hoping that he will be.
TSN's Henry Burris, Hall of Famer in waiting, coming up on the program today. Just before we break, however, I'm glad, Nick, that you brought up Dak. He's talking about Dakota Prescott and our Dallas Cowboys. I think I've told you that I watch ESPN every morning. And so here's the latest on Dak. They are saying that his relationship with the Cowboys is not acrimonious yet, but it's getting there.
That's good. Peace.
Why?
You're done.
I'm not a big Dak fan. I'll take
Tom Brady. You're a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, I'm a huge Cowboy
fan. Oh, yeah.
I'm not a big Dak fan either. So
because I know, okay.
And I'm a Cowboy fan.
Just like I say with Cody, you need the pieces. If Dak takes a $35, $40 million deal, you won't be able to get the pieces.
He clearly doesn't care. He wants to get paid.
They're talking about franchise tagging him. And the latest thing I saw is Tom Brady's about to be hitting free agency.
I take him.
That Dallas would be a good fit for Brady. Now, I haven't seen him in anybody's top
You got to do is make third down passes.
Yeah, but now you've got a run game, right?
Pollard and Zeke.
You've got some weapons, a team that's ready in a win now league. When you got Brady for 2 to 3 years, there's people out there saying that Dallas might be the perfect fit for Tom.
And this is one of the deepest quarterback drafts. So go get your draft pick in the second round that you can put behind Tom Brady, and 3 years from now, he's going to be your starter. And you're in a better position because, I mean, paying Dak all that money is just not going to be – the defense needs help. The offense needs help. The O-line is aging. So you have to win now because here in 2 years, you're going to have to restructure the whole offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Like Zach Martin, Travis Frederick, Tyron Smith, all of them are pretty much done. You only have Lyle Collins. So you really have to think, like, you really only have, like, a 2-year window to get this done. Because then it's back to building it up again.
And what are they talking about? Like, he wants $35 to $40 million, but he wants a long-term contract. Why wouldn't
they offered him? They offered him $33 million, and then he wanted more. So I thought $33 million was too much. I mean, going into last year, we were talking about $20, $25 million being too much.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're talking about $33,
it's almost
35.
Doubled.
Yeah, so.
And he didn't do anything.
No, especially when Cooper's hurt, right?
If you franchise him, you get him for another year, right? Is that what it...
Well, if you franchise him, you pay... It's an average of the top three quarterback salaries for that year.
For 1 year, and then you got to sign him after that year.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't think that's a bad option, because you look going into the year, the Cowboys were one of, what, three or four teams that were Super Bowl favorites heading into the season. And then you look at the year they had and completely disappointed. They're a win-now league, and it's a win-now kind of organization. You franchise them. You give them an opportunity to say, okay, we're contenders again. If he doesn't, cut ties.
That's the funniest thing about the CFL free agency and NFL free agency. NFL is long-term. Mm-hmm. They don't want the $33 million in 1 year. They want the $150 million with $80 guaranteed over 4 years, where CFL is, I want a one-year contract so I can try to make more next year somewhere else or just try to – be a hired hitman every year.
And the interesting thing is, in the CFL, they pay you for what you've done. In the NFL, they pay you for what you're expected to do.
Exactly.
Totally different. We'll get to your questions. Colin, hang on with your thoughts on Naaman Roosevelt. We've got a lot of questions to answer. It's our CFL Free Agency Spectacular. We'll be right back. Rod Peterson Show continues on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1, maybe 2%? That's people.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Rod Peterson Show, CFL Free Agency Special. Got photos being sent to us, too, however, from the Wendell Clark's watch party at Wendell's today from Irene. She says, awesome place to eat in Saskatoon, great atmosphere. And she's got her Rod Peterson Show mug there, photos with the staff. So thank you for those that turned out for the Wendell Clark watch party here today. Talking CFL Free Agency, it is day one. It opened at 11 a.m. Central. Coming up, we will be joined by Henry Burris here, I think, in this segment. We were a little late getting to air today with some tech snafus, but we're rocking and rolling now and trying to stay on schedule as much as we can. Sports on tap, by the way, for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. Two games in the WHL tonight. Regina Pats open a Central Division swing there at Medicine Hat. Red Deers at Victoria. One game last night in the SJHL, Yorkton beat Weyburn 3-1. Tonight, Notre Dame visits Battleford's. LaRonge is at Melville. Nipawin is at Yorkton. 11 games in the National Hockey League tonight, including Arizona at Toronto, Rangers at Winnipeg, Ottawa Senators at Colorado. And as we mentioned, the Oilers home to Chicago. Connor McDavid out for an extended period with a quad injury. That announced by the Oilers this morning. And with as tight as it is in the Pacific, that might be bad news for the oil, but it's not curtains. Still out there, still available. Clark has put on my screen. These are players that have not signed yet on day one of CFL free agency. D-tackle Micah Johnson, wide receiver Darrell Walker, offensive tackle Derek Dennis, linebacker Larry Dean, wide receiver Devaris Daniels. Nick Lewis, that's the makings of an all-star team right there, so
going to be interesting with Derek, though. He struggled with the Riders a couple years ago. So it's going to be interesting to – and everybody knows Calgary's linemen are system, right? Mm-hmm. Spencer Wilson struggled in Montreal last year when they released him already. So we'll see. It's interesting when you get linemen from Calgary. Is it their system? Is it Pat? Is it the way that they structure their offense?
That's really interesting. It's like assistant coaches leaving New England, right?
Yep.
They're the greatest thing. You're at the top of the list when it comes to coaches in vacancies, always being interviewed. But yet, really, for the most part, they all fail, right, as head coaches. So it's part of the system. It's being in your element. Yeah, that's interesting to see what the Calgary systems on the offensive line that you mentioned. I never really thought about that.
Yeah, you don't ever – Stanley Bryant is the only Calgary lineman that's left and has really done anything since he left.
Well, I'm trying to answer as many questions as we can. The gentleman wrote in earlier about Naaman Roosevelt and would the Riders re-sign him. He's apparently getting interest from other teams. The report – that I got is the Riders are moving on from Naaman Roosevelt. It's unfortunate. We've talked about it throughout the program today. It's an age thing, potentially a money thing, but they've got a glut of young receivers. Nick said it. He was a guest coach at training camp when Naaman tutored along the Jordan Williams Lamberts and the Kyren Moores, Shaq Evans. I mean, he was a big part of that, and now he's gone. Why would they bring him back now? Or as somebody wrote in earlier, who they talk about, the Ottawa receiver?
Caleb Hawley.
Yeah, with the blonde hair. Caleb Hawley. Why would you? They got enough receivers.
Yeah.
So Naaman is not part of the mix. And I know it sucks for everybody, but that is the situation for Naaman Roosevelt. He'll be playing for somebody else this year. Travis Rosebrook writes in. He says, do you think a player like S.J. Green, considering the XFL season wraps up in April, will come back to the CFL in May? I'll put that to you, Nick. In my mind, S.J. Green has done everything there is to do in the CFL. He's proven. I don't know that he would come back, but you know him. So how would you answer that?
Come back when team gets injuries making a run. Just be a hired person that can go into a team that's playoff bound. SJ doesn't need to go through training camp. And at 34 now, I believe, 34, 35, he doesn't need to go off of one season into a training camp. It's not going to be healthy. But everybody in this league knows what SJ can do. SJ will be coming off a season where he is almost in mid-season form already. So when he comes to a team, you know what to expect. He's going to come in. He's going to be a professional. He's one of the hardest working guys at practice, and he's great for the younger guys as well. So you're going to get a positive leader in the locker room when you're ready to make a run. I don't think SJ plays a whole full CFL season to right after the XFL.
Yeah, that'd be tough. It'd be tough to go right in, but you're right. I mean, he's done all he needs to do. And if he's worried about, you know, teams not seeing value in him, he's in the XFL now to prove that he still has some value and to show that, hey, if you need somebody, I can still produce. And he's going to be able to show that. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, good for SJ. And I'm sure teams will see value in that veteran leadership. When you're looking at making a run, somebody important goes down, because we always see injuries in the CFL, always.
I don't think SJ's done in the CFL. He's far too talented.
It'll be up to him.
It'll be up to him. But like I said, if somebody says, okay, we'll give you $100,000 to play the whole season. No. Give me $100,000 to play half the season. Yes.
He'll be in control. He'll be in control.
You know what I'm saying? It's all perspective.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Our Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question today might be light. My question is, who's the top remaining free agent CFL quarterback? The options are Brandon Bridge, Montel Cozart, Jonathan Jennings, or Dakota Prukop. Somebody tweeted in after the fact and said, Antonio Pipkin. Well, this morning I went through the CFL free agency list. I picked out those four names, and I didn't see Pipkin's name on the list. So that's my bad that he's not on there. But of those four, the majority are voting for Jonathan Jennings at 56%, saying Jonathan Jennings is the best available CFL free agent.
Ooh.
Second place, Brandon Bridge. Third place, Dakota Prukop. And fourth place, Montel Cozart.
It's easy, though, because Jonathan Jennings is the first name people recognize on the list, because they're just not household names. Brandon Bridge and Jonathan Jennings, you knew would be one, too, on the people's list. Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting. It's thin, though. It's thin, and Calgary needs a second quarterback.
I think Dinwiddie brought him into the league, so that could be interesting. But then they have a log jam at quarterback already, so that's why I don't think it's happened yet. But it's going to be interesting to see what Montel does and to see if Dave goes out and gets someone, because Dave likes those specific type of quarterbacks, right? And he doesn't really fit what Dave really likes as a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But
Arbuckle and Bo are like clones.
Yes.
And Montel Cozart is not.
No.
He's now, is there somebody else coming up in the system that is a potential triplet of that? Who's the next Bo Levi? You would know better than I do. I don't know who's on their neg list.
I could just see Huff sitting there with his twiddling his fingers like this, just expecting, like, just watch. You know, they have a plan.
I've already got a guy.
Pipkin is at the top, though.
Yeah.
And then Bridge is second. And then Prokop probably.
You were with Bridge in BC last year.
I was a Bridge in Montreal's teammates. Yeah. I was Bridge, yeah, in training camp with the Riders in BC last year. I think Bridge is a great talent. I think someone just has to understand that the NFL's got it now. Build the offense around the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a lot of people that say, this is my offense and this is how we're going to run it, instead of saying, this is what you're good at and this is how we can use you. Using Bridge's talent, and then now I think with the Canadian ratio changing with the quarterback as well, that's a huge benefit.
Got a comment. Can you put it back up from Wendell Clark's? Just on my monitor, if that's okay. They're watching in Wendell Clark's. There you go. From Wendell Clark's Classic Grill and Bar in Saskatoon. How awesome was that? We are still packed. People love the show. I love to hear that. Why, Darren, is this show so popular in Saskatoon? You lived there longer than me. I lived there for 2 years. You lived there for 10. What is it?
Partially being underserved, but they just love it. I don't know. They have an attachment to it. A big part of it is you know, us making the effort to be in Saskatoon as much as we have.
I get that.
You know, it's funny. Don't give it away, I guess. But when I go there, people are surprised to learn that I don't
live
in Saskatoon at night. Right? You live in Regina now? I'm like, well, I do a show every day out of Regina, but that we still have a presence in both, which is so cool. I really like that.
Are we moving to Davidson, or are we just going to move Saskatoon?
That was suggested.
Can we get a hotel deal? Nick, are you in? You want a room? Holiday Inn?
It was suggested. I looked it up. They don't have Airbnb in Davidson.
Hotel. Holiday Inn.
Store, I'm good.
What'd you call it? The White House? Dallas Cowboys? We need a White House. In Davidson. Because as you say.
Do you know the story on the White House?
The only place worth stopping.
But right? You go ahead.
No, I'm good.
Come on.
My dad's been to the White House.
He has?
Doing what? Delivering pizza or partying?
He used to party with some of the Cowboys.
Hang on. We got to talk about this in the break.
How old are you? And how long ago was he at the White House?
You're doing the math.
My dad's 19 years older than me.
So what year were you born? Young,
82.
That was long before the White House, though. This was after you were born.
No, this is the 90s.
No, you were born long before the White House was a thing.
Yes.
So we're not conceived in the White House.
We can
put that to rest.
You got to read the... Paul, what are you doing? We're doing a show over here.
So it's either Mike Irvin or my dad. I know.
Oh, man.
Let's get this DNA test ready.
Just open. Charles Haley. For those that don't know, this is a house that the Dallas Cowboys bought right beside their practice facility to party in so they didn't have to go home to their families.
Yes. It was about 10 of them.
Something similar in the TV show Ballers, too.
The fun house.
You got to change the sheets.
Oh, Clark was stopping all the fun, telling me the Calgary Stampeders have re-signed American quarterback Montel Cotsart.
There you go.
So we can continue with the frivolity. So word was getting around Dallas of what was going on at the White House. There might have been some illicit substance abuse, some, what's the polite way of saying, prostitution? Partying, obviously. And a TV crew showed up and knocked on the door. Once word had got around Dallas what was going on at the White House. Did you read the book, Boys Will Be Boys?
No, I've never read the book.
Yeah, you didn't need to read the book. Your dad probably told you.
Lived it.
Yeah, and I know some of the Cowboys from back then.
Charles Haley answered the door. And they're like, excuse me, Mr. Haley, but we understand there's some illicit activity going on in this house. And Charles like, yeah, so? We're trying to be responsible.
MTV Cribs.
We're not going to do this at our house. We bought a house to do this. We're trying to be responsible.
If Robert Kraft would have done that, he'd have been in a better situation.
You say change of sheets. I just picture the doctor's office where you roll out the new sheet of paper, rip it off, and away you go.
Yeah. Trying to be responsible. What are you talking about? All kinds of things going on here. Alan Lee says Larry Dean might stay with the Ticats. That wouldn't surprise me. Nelson Hakowicz informing his defensive lineman Cameron Walker has re-signed with the BC Lions.
Justin Tuggle had signed with Edmonton, so that was their middle linebacker last year. So Larry Dean going back does make sense.
Mm-hmm. Of the ones that I've written down here, Cleon Lang to Ottawa, Don Unamba to Ottawa, Chris Kasher to BC, Darius Bladick to Toronto. Ronnie Peffer, the punter, to Calgary. Don Jackson to Hamilton. Juwan Breskison to the Argos. Shakir Ryan to the Edmonton Eskimos. Richard Leonard to the Calgary Stampeders. So basically, nobody's staying with the same team. It's certainly what it seems like. We're going to pause and be back with our three, and that includes TSN's Henry Burris. It's our free agency spectacular of the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. We have a massive inventory of all make, all models pre-owned inventory, and you gotta see it to believe it. Trade up on this pre-owned 2018 Volkswagen Golf all-wheel drive for only $19,999 plus tax. Or get into this loaded pre-owned 2018 Ford Explorer all-wheel drive for only $32,999 plus tax. It's time to trade and upgrade at Canada's number one pre-owned Ford store, Capital Ford Pre-Owned.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause, Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.